This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is set to introduce the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act at a press conference Thursday. The late-term abortion ban bill, passed by the House in June, does have at least a slim chance of seeing Senate debate. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie won re-election Tuesday, while Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli lost to Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. Christie won by a large margin in a state not known for supporting Republicans after vetoing Planned Parenthood funding five times. The Virginia race became bogged down in layers of rhetoric on life issues. Covering up statutory rape, a boyfriend of a girl's mother help the 10-year-old girl get a secret abortion. Though the Bellingham, Washington Planned Parenthood abortion business originally notified authorities, it has now openly and directly told a sheriff's deputy that they would break the law and not provide records as required for a criminal investigation. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Abortion activist Wendy Davis is now telling Texas voters that she is pro-life. Her attempt at moderating her record may be an attempt to be the first Democrat elected governor in Texas in over 20 years. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.